This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Alabama, a manhunt continues for the gunman who shot and killed one police officer and wounded two others in a trailer park last night. It happened as the police were responding to a domestic disturbance in Auburn, and a police spokesman says of the suspect,
Grady Wayne Wiltz, a white male suspect who is 29 years of age, last seen armed and definitely considered dangerous.
President Trump raising some eyebrows with what appears to be a threat to Iran, tweeting late yesterday, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. People in the southern plain states could see even worse weather today than they had over the weekend. Forecasters expect thunderstorms could again spark some twisters and other dangerous weather. Ford says it's cutting 7,000 jobs by August. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Members of the U.S. military in Iraq are said to be on high alert at this hour following a rocket attack earlier. The rocket landed outside the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. No casualties were reported. The Trump administration recently ordering U.S. diplomatic personnel out of Iraq due to heightened tensions with Iran. We told you moments ago about 7,000 layoffs by Ford expected by August. Getting more information now, word is about 2,400 of those jobs would be cut in North America. It's no secret that President Trump uses Twitter a lot as his primary method of communication, and he addressed his use of Twitter in an interview that aired last night on Fox.
I've destroyed bills that were going to be voted on that were bad, and I've gotten bills passed that were good by using Twitter. And Twitter is really a typewriter for me. It's really not Twitter. It's Twitter goes on television, and they have breaking news. I'll tweet. I'll say, watch this. Boom.
That on Fox is The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined again in the past 7 days. John Clemens has more.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, the national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
A billionaire investor paying off the student debts for the new class of Morehouse College graduates. Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at that all-male, historically black college in Georgia. He said, quote, "You great Morehouse men are bound only by the limits of your own conviction and creativity." Morehouse says Smith promised as much as $40 million to make sure that each graduate leaves college debt-free. And Woodstock 50 organizers moving forward with the festival with a new financial partner after breaking ties from the original backers. Investment bank Oppenheimer & Company has agreed to fund the festival, which is set to take place between August 16th and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York, with artists like Santana, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, and Jay-Z. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, I hope you're bracing yourself as it looks like the U.S. China trade talks are entering into a Cold War kind of attitude here. And we've got Chris Garcia is joining us, the former deputy director with the U.S. Department of Commerce. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill, it's always good to be with you.
Hey, well, I'll tell you, things took a hard left here. It was looking pretty good. According to the president, 95% of the deal had been worked out, and suddenly somebody got cold feet.
Yeah, so, you know, what insiders are saying is that it was President Xi, or it was some of the more hawkish advisors on the Chinese side. Mm-hmm. What had happened is the Chinese were finally making some substantive concessions, finally agreeing to stop some of the real structural trade imbalances that they have on their side, tipping the scale with, you know, tariffs and non-tariff barriers, maybe the forced intellectual property transfer, IP theft and so forth, subsidization of major industries. And President Xi, or maybe some of his advisors, get a hold of this document. They're starting to read some of the details and saying, hold on a second, we're kind of giving away the farm here. This is kind of how we built our empire, by stealing IP, by leveraging all this. So that's where we are now. They kind of withdrew those concessions. President Trump says, oh, really? Well, I'm not like past presidents who let you kind of skate through. You're going to get hit with 25% tariffs from the 10% that I put on those $200 billion of goods a few months ago, just to show you we mean business.
Mm-hmm.
I expect, Bill, that China's going to try to ride this out. They're going to try to ride it out and try to see if we have a new president in 2020, mm-hmm. because they know they're not going to be as hawkish as President Trump is.
Exactly. Well, that's what we've been reporting on here, Chris, as well, is all the negative media and the way the U.S. media reports on Donald Trump. They position him as being even a bit lame duck already. And so you don't blame, China looking at the temperament here politically and saying, hey, there could be a new sheriff in town that could, you know, we might be able to, especially if it's a Democrat, because the Democrats have proven time and time again. I mean, Chris, this is the thing. I mean, even Chuck Schumer has gotten behind the president and says, don't give up. Fight the good fight here on behalf of the people and American workers and manufacturers and all these businesses have been ripped off. I mean, look at this has been going on for decades, and I can't imagine, Chris, and maybe I'm naive about this. You know better. You have, firsthand knowledge. You've had your boots on the ground. You see it from the inside out. You've been in a perfect position here, so you would know better than anybody else. But my assessment says If not Donald Trump, then who?
Yeah, Bill, and that's exactly it. You know, really, the president's not doing this because it's politically expedient. You know, he's doing it, you know, it's actually very hard to stick out and ride out. There's a lot of risk here. But he's doing it at the right time when we're at the peak in the business cycle and, you know, we're really thriving. Our economy's red hot. We can absorb a little bit more of the impact from any potential retaliatory tariffs from China. And so right now is the time to do it. It's, you know, sticking it out, riding it out, Bill, I've always said that the current trading relationship with China is kind of like being in a really bad cable contract with your cable provider. You know they're ripping you off. You know you can get a better deal somewhere else, but it's not until you threaten to leave that they actually all of a sudden can get you a better deal, and they finally start treating you like a valued customer again, except in this case with China, we're dealing with trillions of dollars, and we're dealing with national security.
Right. And the other thing, as you pointed out, Chris, and this is what I keep trying to get people to understand, China's used to doing business in a certain way where they take advantage. I mean, you know, they hadn't said anything all these years, and now all of a sudden you're fussing over this? Why is this a problem? And, you know, and I think that they went into the WTO, as you know, a bit idealistic. I mean, what did they think was going to happen? Nobody was going to hold them accountable to their commitments that they made with the WTO?
Well, that's exactly it. They have a track record of, you know, it doesn't matter what the WTO rules on, the Chinese are going to continue to, you know, behave poorly. I mean, they're going to continue to cheat. They're going to continue to lie. They're going to try to continue to, as a communist nation, you know, not open up their markets as they should. That's really the main issue, is these structural issues, these structural mechanisms that they have in place to tip the scale in their favor. The last three presidents could have done something about this, Bill. President Obama, President Bush, President Clinton, they all could have tried and, you know, if they were really serious about what they said, they could have really put the pedal to the metal and made China stop stealing. But this is the first president who really is not beholden to any other special interests. He's sticking up for the American people. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's why we've got to coalesce, you know, around the president. We've got to build a coalition of the willing, so to speak, across party lines. It's going to, unfortunately, most likely have to span across administrations.
Mm-hmm.
But this has got to be an American policy, not a Trump policy,
exactly.
not a Republican policy or Democrat policy. It's got to be an American policy toward China.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yes, a coalition of the willing and courageous, because when you get into this kind of situation, it takes courage, you know, to stand up against these things that have been unfair for so long and on behalf of the American people. And I would say, ultimately, this is going to, and I think you and I talked about this last time, this will eventually end up being a good thing for China. I know right now they look at the immediate pain, but I think this is going to put some creative pressure on them to cause them to step up and to put some energies on R&D that they've hadn't had to up to now. I mean, they put some, but when you're ripping off American researchers and development that has already been proven and has gone through a very expensive, as you know, stage of development, you know, they haven't had to invest in that area. But now they will, and I got to believe that given the challenge, I don't care who you are, you know, you're from India or whatever, and you're given the challenge to compete internationally, and it's a fair playing field, I think they're going to step up. It's going to take some time to do that, but I think it's a positive thing for them, as well as it is here for America, because, you know, we will continue to innovate. That's, you know, in our DNA, and so we'll continue to work hard, and we should be rightfully you know, rewarded for all the hard work and investment.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that's, I really believe, Bill, why the United States has been, you know, has gone in the last, you know, couple of centuries as one of the youngest nations in the world, why we've been able to rise to the top as the world's superpower. You know, when you have a free market, when you have an environment that's conducive to entrepreneurship and R&D and innovation, you know, it's good for everybody. You know,
exactly.
You have American people who benefit from more competition, which means lower prices and higher quality of goods. I think the same thing goes in a global economy.
See, and this is what I think some people misunderstand, is that, you know, Trump isn't negotiating a win-lose proposition, whether it's with North Korea or, in this case, China. I mean, he's looking for a win-win proposition, and what you and I are, you know, trying to paint here for our audience to understand is that look at, this is going to be good for everybody. It'll be good for China, it'll be good for the entire world for this matter, that these two economic giants get together and, you know, and operate from a fair, you know, and level playing field, which again will spread across all nations around the world. And I think that makes it win-win for everybody.
No question about it, Bill.
Well, we're talking with Chris Garcia, and he comes back. We're going to see and get a little bit deeper to think how long could we be in this war? Chris Garcia on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, with all the China trade being talked about these days, our guest Chris Garcia has been a very busy man. Everybody's been wanting his genius and his insight on their show, and we're fortunate to have him here on Bill Martinez Live. Chris is the CEO of Vicker Financial, Inc., and a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. In 2017, he was appointed as the National Deputy Director of the U.S. Department of Commerce, Minority Business Development Agency, and later, Chris was a principal advisor to the 39th U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, and also advised the White House on economic and business policy. Chris, on this this Cold War that we seem to be entering into, this phase, and I don't think that people thought that this was going to be a slam dunk. You know, we talk about, you know, Donald Trump's expertise in the art of the deal and all that. But we know that in any kind of deal, there can be good deals, there can be bad deals. And sometimes, in the words of, you know, Kenny Rogers, you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. This becomes increasingly difficult for the president as he enters the 2020 cycle. Of course, we've seen some of the comments from Vice President Biden, where, you know, he feels that, you know, China is not the big bad bear, and that we need to start, you know, playing ball with China. Of course, we're seeing that there is a little bit of a conflict of interest there with perhaps some of his family being in bed with the Chinese. I look at also the overall business cycle. You know, China knows that if they drag this out, they know that we'll eventually have an economic downturn. It's just how it works, how the business cycle works. It's trying its best to keep interest rates low, trying to keep GDP high, deregulatory action very early on. Something that I saw firsthand at the Commerce Department while I was under Secretary Ross has helped to do that. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act has helped to keep the economy red hot, allowing businesses to grow and thrive. But there's going to come a time where the economy starts to slow, as it will inevitably do, and that's the time that China's trying to drag this negotiation out until. That would be a very, very difficult negotiation to have at that time. But this is why we need to have an American policy that forces China to stop stealing IP, to stop the tech transfer, to stop the cyber espionage and the endorsement of cyber espionage.
Yeah, right.
And it's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's an American issue. Because, Bill, we're talking about artificial intelligence. We're talking about facial recognition. We're talking about 5G. These are technologies that if the Chinese put their hands on, this could be fatal for Americans, if they use this technology against us. So this has got to span administrations. It can't just be the Trump administration to do it. It's got to be both Republicans and Democrats. And then that shows our allies around the world, hey, if the United States is standing up to China, so can we.
Exactly. Well, I think Joe Biden needs to understand what the home jerseys look like. And not only Joe Biden, but the media and these other contrarians. Because as you say, Chris, you know, part and parcel of this negotiation, lots of elements to it. You know, yes, we've got the economy on our side. We've got a great negotiating leader in Donald Trump right now, and the staff behind him. It seems to be they're all very much on the same page, and Mike Pompeo being in the position that he's in. I mean, there's a lot of ducks in the row here that are in our favor. And then you get these contrarian voices, you get the media, we get the 2020 cycle that, you know, pulls the rug out from underneath the president, or at least tugs on it, and gives him, kind of a little bit of shaky footing. And the Chinese are smart enough to look at this because, you know, when you match it up, they go, hey, President Xi's in for a lifetime. We're not worried about losing him. You know, how much longer do we got to put up with your guy? And he could very well be out in 2020. In fact, you think Russia interfered with your election in 2016? You ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, look for the Chinese to try to meddle.
Oh, you bet. No, I mean, there's no question that they know, and I think it's a little bit of signaling from Democrats that they will be softer on China. So if the Russians had an interest in meddling, I think the Chinese certainly will, particularly if they are they're engaged in cyber hacking. Exactly. It's right up their alley. So this could very well be, you know, 11th hour negotiating from the Chinese. You know, they don't want to give this leverage up that they have. This could be, you know, a little bit of a political struggle inside the, you know, inside Beijing and trying to figure out how they maintain this stranglehold on what basically has been the greatest deal for the Chinese over the last couple of decades. But I think that we're in a great position right now, particularly when you have somebody like Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, who people often forget is a friend of President Trump's. He used to hang out all the time. You know, President Trump used to be friends with all the Democrats, you know, when he was a businessman in New York. He gets it. So when we see some support like that, it should give us hope that we're going to remain tough, remain firm. And ultimately, remember, Bill, we want to get to that zero tariff, zero non-tariff,
exactly,
zero subsidy end game.
Well, that was the first offer, wasn't it? Donald Trump said, hey, yeah, let's just go to zero.
And, yeah. Everybody threw their hands up. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, that's too fast. And that's some of the things, again, as you alluded to in the first segment, Chris, is that this is a process. I mean, you know, it's like waking up one day and going, man, how did I gain 30 pounds here? You know, a little bit of time over a long period of time, and then you got to go and chip away at it a little bit at a time, you know, over some time here. So this is not going to be an overnight kind of deal, because I think that in that regard, that could be extremely painful for China, and then we end up with a bad deal, because at the end of the day, you know, again, I believe Trump as a negotiator, and those of us who have negotiated and understand how you do it in a win-win fashion, you want both sides feeling pretty good about the arrangement that they made. And we've got a lot of things to overcome here. Now, regarding Joe Biden, Joe Biden needs to be careful because he sounds like his boss, Barack Obama. When Mitt Romney brought up in 2012, when asked about the most dangerous country out there, and he said it was the Russians, absolutely. And Obama kind of sneered at him and said, as you'll recall, you know, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back. And now look at here, you know, fast forward, not even a bunch of years later, but fast forward a couple of years, and what do we have? You know, the Russian boogeyman since 2016 has loomed huge over our body politic.
There's no question about it. And everybody forgets that it was during the Obama administration that the Russians penetrated the U.S. election systems. It wasn't President Trump that was, you know,
exactly
that,
right,
the intelligence that ran FBI and ran CIA. No, it was President Obama. And so, you know, you think that there wasn't an interest in maybe seeing President Trump spied on, and, you know, just this whole narrative. We can talk about that for days, but the same thing happens here with the Chinese. China is the greatest geopolitical foe right now. That is absolutely, there's no doubt, there's no question. They, you know, whether they're doing, what they're doing in the South China Sea with building
exactly
the islands,
right.
You know, the aggressive threats that they've made, the actual stealing of blueprints of U.S., you know, fighter jets. I mean, these are significant things. They stole, eight or so million personnel records of government employees a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a real, real aggressive country. This regime under President Xi is not, you know, that they're not there to play nice. You know, they're not a bunch of nice, as President Trump would say, these aren't babies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not to mention the fact that the incarceration, of a million people of faith, Muslims, Christians, you know, people that they have determined to be less than and not necessarily cooperative with the regime. Boy, you go straight to jail, no collecting $200, right?
That's right. That's right. We got to stand up to them, and we're going to win in the end.
Well, Chris Garcia, CEO of Vicker Financial and former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department, has been our guest. Chris, as always, appreciate the time and all the insight here. We just got to hang in there. This is going to be a process yet, right?
That's right. We got to stick firm, hold tight, and we'll win this thing.
And I like what you say. And we got to hold to this. We got to remember we're all wearing the same, you know, home team jersey that says USA on the front. This is an American deal. It's not a Democrat or Republican deal, right?
That's right.
You got it. Chris Garcia on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
So, yep.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Alabama, a manhunt continues for the gunman who shot and killed one police officer and wounded two others in a trailer park last night. It happened as the police were responding to a domestic disturbance in Auburn, and a police spokesman says of the suspect,
Grady Wayne Wilts, a white male suspect who is 29 years of age, last seen armed and definitely considered dangerous.
President Trump raising some eyebrows with what appears to be a threat to Iran, tweeting late yesterday, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. People in the southern plain states could see even worse weather today than they had over the weekend. Forecasters expect thunderstorms could again spark some twisters and other dangerous weather. Ford says it's cutting 7,000 jobs by August. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
We're back with your first independent, just the way you like it. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got Lowell Ponte with us, former think tank futurist and former roving editor at Reader's Digest, author and pundit extraordinaire and expertise individual that we always love having with us. Mr. Lowell, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you. Hey, by the way, congratulations on your book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, Smith's Law in an Unethical, Overgoverned Age.
Yeah, it has proven to be quite prophetic, hasn't it?
It really has.
Especially in how elections are now systematically stolen. Mm. But, of course, we're seeing all kinds of strange unethics going on. Now that the Democrats control the House, they control the House, of course, largely because of the 2 years of battering Trump over mm-hmm. questions of Russian collusion. And yet, ironically, the only ones who have actually engaged in Russian collusion are Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, mm-hmm. who actually supplied the money to have the Russian dossier of Trump written. And it was written by members of Russian intelligence. Mm-hmm. We have clear, indisputable evidence that the Democrats, including those who are now holding Trump and his people to account, were themselves guilty of being accomplices to Russian collusion in the 2016 election year, of bringing a foreign enemy power into interfering with our election.
Yeah.
But and yet, that somehow never drew Mr. Mueller's attention. That's so interesting.
Well, not his, but maybe Bill Barr's. That seems to be coming into the crosshairs, so stay tuned for details. Let me ask you this. Nobody asked this question. This report went through the hands of John McCain. I'm not trying to, you know, rouse something up here that's unnecessary. But here's John McCain, a Republican, a seasoned veteran. Why couldn't he see the error of the ways that was right before him? What's going on here?
I can only infer that politicians, when they have an enemy, and McCain apparently did view Trump as an enemy, as a critic, they are willing to pick up any weapon in a storm. And the dossier was a weapon that could be used against Trump. Of course, that was a very muddled and confused election. For example, how did Trump get the Republican nomination? Answer, the liberal media. The liberal media made the decision that they were going to help Hillary Clinton by nominating for the Republicans the weakest of all their candidates, which meant this non-politician, as they saw it, clown, Donald Trump,
right,
celebrity. And so they gave him, according to the New York Times, $2 billion worth of free airtime, with which he just crushed the other Republicans. He just sucked all the air out of the room for them.
Exactly.
And he won.
Right.
The Democrats thought, oh, well, this will be so good for Hillary, and anyway, we have enough ammunition in the NBC.
Well, and look at what the mainstream media pulled from this. I mean, he was a ratings juggernaut during this whole campaign. And so they made a ton of money in buttressing Trump up. I mean, you talk about a perfect storm. They greatly underestimated his power, but they should have seen, you know, on the other hand, is like, look at this guy's gaining traction. We've put a lot of wind in his sail. What are the chances that he could actually become president of the United States? Ann Coulter told Bill Maher, says, hey, look at, he's the guy. And they all laughed and mocked at her and said, you know, you got to be kidding. I mean, it was almost like, you know, Barack Obama back in 12 telling Mitt Romney that, you know, the 80s called and wanted their foreign policy back, when Mitt Romney said the most dangerous threat that America was facing was Russia, if you recall.
And ironically, we now know that in the later era, the Obama administration was actively pursuing whether Russia was involved in our elections here. But they didn't notify Trump. They
right.
didn't notify the people around Trump that they had been targeted by Russia. They simply sat there and waited for the Russians to do something that could be identified with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Or they even facilitated it. We now know they sent multiple agents in as agents of influence and spying.
Right.
On several of Trump's people, including one Mata Hari,
right.
who was ready to trade sex for information.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In another instance, agents left a suitcase with $10,000 in apparently marked money in the George Stephanopoulos hotel room, hoping he would take it. He was smart enough not to. He just left it completely untouched.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had taken that, customs suddenly pounced on him at the airport and searched every square inch of his luggage, apparently looking for money.
Exactly.
And were quite shocked when they couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Now, understand what this is. This is one political party using the intelligence agencies of the United States government as a weapon against the other political party. That's Banana Republic stuff. We are supposed to be above that.
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to have an honest and fair democracy, because after all, if you can rig the government to be against one political candidate, very strange things.
Oh, absolutely no question. And you see, to me, this is the whole seed of all this that you're just touching on. And you meant George Papadopoulos is what you meant.
I meant, yes. My wife just showed me a note. That's
right. Okay. Well, your wife and I are channeling one another. You know, she's so powerful, she even got me the message. But, you know, the thing is that as you were touching on this, that's so critical, Lowell, is that they, you know, they started something. I mean, okay, so you hate somebody politically, but what are you doing in terms of the integrity of democracy? I mean, they really blew this thing up. I mean, for the sake of their own personal interest, what they have done to the intelligence community, what they have done by way of the whole election system and, you know, compromise, the lack of confidence that It is thrown into the system. We are overlooking illegal and unethical actions that are being done by the Democrats. And I would say, by the most part, I'm hearing about it, you know, coming from the Republican side, although there was one issue, as we know, which in one state, a Senate seat had to be, done over because of the compromise that was done there. And there was he was originally a Democratic operative, and then he went to work with the the GOP nominee for the Senate seat, and that got all turned upside down. And but the Democrats, by and large, they seem to be the perpetrators of this.
They do, and it's a rather complex case, because right now Democrats hope that Robert Mueller and his information would overturn Trump. It didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They hoped they could destroy Trump in all kinds of other ways before and after the election, and they weren't able to. So what are they doing now? They've assigned not one, not two, but six House committees to investigate Trump and the people around him.
Right.
In hopes that they can come up with something. And those committees have been weaponized. I look, for example, at Gerald Nadler's Judiciary Committee in the House. Now, the Democrats won and control the House with roughly a 53% majority. It's fairly narrow control.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the Judiciary Committee was set up to have hearings in the bar and so on. They have 22 Republicans to only, or 12, 22 Democrats to only 12 Republicans. That means the Democrats have loaded that committee
exactly
65%, about two-thirds mm-hmm. majority.
How are they able to do that, Lowell? That was one thing, too, when I was looking at the numbers, and I go, how did the numbers off? Because, generally, isn't it 50-50, and the chair is a tiebreaker, or the House can do anything they want?
No, but it's unusual that there is that huge a disparity. Oh, no, if you win a House, you control that House. And so Gerald Nadler has rigged this committee so if questions were being asked by members, there would be twice as many questions coming from Democrats as from Republicans.
Yes, right.
Does that sound fair?
No.
Especially when they're staging a kind of Stalinist show trial
mm-hmm.
with these committees. They're going to put a Republican there, put a spotlight on him, and then have not the committee members necessarily, but the committee lawyers
mm-hmm.
questioning the person, which creates an atmosphere not done at all in normal legislation. It is done only in things like impeachment, and it creates the atmosphere that that person is on trial, not just being questioned routinely by the House. And that, I dare say, exceeds ethics. However, what I recommend in my column this week at WorldNet Daily, which usually comes out on Monday, is the following. Why don't Republicans play tit for tat?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna answer that question on the other side of the break. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Lowell Ponte after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bill Martinez live.
Captain America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Lo Ponte, former Reader's Digest roving editor and co-author with Craig R. Smith of Money, Morality, and the Machine, is with us. And before we pick up on the conversation, Lowell, you're always very generous to give to our audience. You know, your latest book, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that and make that offer to our audience.
Oh, and I owe that to the co-author of 7 books I've done, worked with, Craig Smith. Craig Smith, whom you see about once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. Our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, would cost you $20 if you went to Jeff Bezos and Amazon to buy it. But the good news is, on that, if you are a listener the Bill Martinez Show, you can get this book absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. All you need to do is take a moment and call an 800 toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus Sail the Ocean Blue. That's 800-630-1492. And that's a wonderful little gift. You know, we write these books not to make money from them. We write them basically to make the world safer for our children and grandchildren.
Amen. Right.
Which is now at serious risk of collapsing. I mean, my God, I did a study just this morning, which is why I'm exhausted at the moment, on why or what it means that the Democrats are now embracing what they call the new monetary theory or modern monetary theory. It's in fact quite old. It's not really monetary. It's fiscal. It's not really much of a theory. But what it holds and why politicians love it is it gives them a license to spend all the money they want, because all they need to do to justify spending is have the government print money.
Yes.
And then that will be made up for by heavy taxation on the other end if needed.
Well, we're still on the horizon. I mean, or at least in the background right now is still the $6 trillion that the Fed had printed up with all the quantitative easing that they did under the Obama administration. And sooner or later, I mean, we're going to have to pay that one, aren't we?
Oh, and they increased the national debt, of course, by $8 trillion
mm-hmm.
during Obama. So, I mean, mean, it's a devastatingly serious thing. But that's the idea. According to modern monetary theory, you don't have debts. You don't have to pay debts.
Mm-hmm.
You can hold interest rates artificially at zero as long as you want, which is preferable, which means that you and I can't make money safely just by having a bank account for our retirement. We have to go play the Wall Street casino.
Mm-hmm.
Which some people are very good at, but a lot of people just don't want to be in that gambling environment.
Right.
And as a result, they're forcing people to take all kinds of risks they don't want to. Now, what do you do when Democrats decide to play an unethical game? Because that's how they win, and winning is all that matters to them, mm-hmm. because winning is the path to power. Well, I suggest that Republicans do the same thing that psychologists have studied in interactions like the prisoner's dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've found that if someone hits you in prison, you hit them back. If they don't hit you, you don't hit them, and so on. In
right.
other words, if the Democrats are going to stage Stalinist show trials of various Republicans, and they've already subpoenaed more than 81 Republican entities and people, the simple response to that is Republicans control the Senate. The Senate can do anything the House can do. The Senate can assign a new committee, overwhelmingly Republican, to go ahead and duplicate whatever the Democrats do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you question
yes.
Attorney General Barr. Okay, we are now calling Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tit for tat diplomacy here. Yeah.
Records. We want to ask her about her role in helping the Russian collusion in the 2016 mm-hmm. election. How is it that the Democratic National Committee helped fund this dossier that was used to get illegal FISA warrants against Trump and so on, and emphasize no Democrat should be allowed to have a security clearance. Indeed, no Democrat should be allowed to sit in Congress. I mean, if they're helping our enemy in a mm-hmm. treasonous way to interfere
right.
with our election, how can we possibly justify their being anywhere? In other words, make it a massive cause of embarrassment to the Democrats. Of course, mm-hmm. they have the media on their side, but nevertheless, you could make quite a little cause out of it.
Right, exactly. Well, we learned this in school. Our first day in school, when we were in the sandbox, and a bully came up and, you know, pushed you out of the sandbox. You learned right on that first day that you had to push back. If you didn't, you had that to look forward, for the rest of your scholastic life. You know, so you got to bully a bully, and you're exactly right. I think that's great advice.
Right, but instead, what have we seen? We have seen Senator Burr of North Carolina,
what is that?
Republican,
what is that?
Declare that he was going to hold further hearings and to subpoena Donald Trump Jr.,
mm-hmm.
thereby helping the Democrats, even after Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, had said, this issue is done with. We're not going to deal with it anymore. Burr went ahead. Why? Well, number one, he's up for re-election in 2020. Number two, and I write about this in my column as well, who is Burr? He is the 12th cousin of the notorious Aaron Burr.
Mm.
Aaron Burr, who, when there was a tie vote in the Electoral College during the election of 1800, colluded with Democrats in an attempt to steal the presidency from running mate Thomas Jefferson for himself. That didn't happen because Alexander Hamilton ultimately sided with Jefferson. That ended Burr's attempt to steal the presidency. What did Burr do? He later killed Hamilton later in an illegal duel.
Right, exactly.
Some say he also tried to collude with the government of Spain to steal a bit of Jefferson's territory, his Louisiana Purchase, for himself so that he could be king of his own little country. In other words, Mr. Burr, who is now doing all this anti-Republican stuff as a Republican in the Senate, we have to note just what kind of genes he apparently has in him.
Wow. Well, the one thing we can say about the Donald Trump administration, I keep telling people constantly, Lowell, it's all about exposure. I mean, he's pulling back the shrouds of deception that have been going on for decades, and this is why the D.C. establishment, and that is made up of Republicans as well as Democrats, but mostly Democrats, this is why they're scrambling, and they're really concerned because Bill Barr is coming back and responding, you know, as a true attorney general in saying, look, we've got to look at these issues here. I mean, they... You know, what Mueller had to do was blatantly ignore what Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and the DNC did. I mean, you didn't even mention what the Pakistani IT guy did and capturing, you know, he was handling the emails of 40 Democrats. And he had access to all their information, and they find out later on that this guy downloaded in mass, I mean, terabytes of information from the server, from the Democratic server. And, of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was upset and trying to do everything she can to keep it from being exposed. But this is one of those things, you know, Luke Rosiak reported at length about this. But it's been swept under the table and greatly ignored. And this is all part of, I mean, you talk about this collusion, and you talk about emails flying around, and God only knows how many of those emails got into the wrong hands, not to mention the 30,000 plus emails that Hillary still can't seem to find.
Or to do something as simple as look at the media, which is supposed to be a watchdog over politicians on both sides, but in fact is a lapdog for Democrats and an attack dog to Republicans. And the media also colluded in the 2016 election to try to pick the nominees of both the Democratic and Republican parties, thereby rigging the election.
Well, no doubt. I mean, even what they did here going into California, the California primary, remember how all of a sudden they announced that Hillary had all the votes and just folded up Bernie Sanders? I mean, just left him in the dust. I mean, up until that announcement, I mean, they were fighting for California. Of course, the California media was upset because they were looking forward to a little bit of windfall money coming in to buy media, and suddenly it wasn't necessary for them to buy up media. So it cost California a lot of money, but it secured everything and put everything to bed as far as Hillary Clinton's nomination was concerned.
Meanwhile, the California politicians in the last 2 years actually enacted a ballot harvesting.
Exactly.
In
right.
California. Mm-hmm. Ballot harvesting is prohibited in most states because it's a blatant attempt or possibility of rigging elections in a dishonest way. But in ballot harvesting, you just take everyone who by their name, be it Hispanic or whatever, is likely to vote on your side, and you send them out up to 5 absentee ballots per household. And then a few days before the election, you send someone to knock on the door, and you say, "I've come to collect your ballot." And they say, "Oh, senor, I am not even a citizen. I did not know I was supposed to fill out a ballot." Well, that's okay.
Don't worry.
If you just give me the blank ballot, just sign your name there, and or we'll do that for you, too. Just give me the blank ballots, and we'll take care of everything for you. Don't worry about it.
Right.
And lo and behold, there were, what, more than 5 Republican seats, easily won on election night by the Republican incumbent. And what was said then? Oh, well, suddenly they could not close the counting because there were still unidentified ballots coming in. And they kept coming and coming and coming in just the quantity needed to override the Republican win and declare the Democrat a winner. And those almost all came from ballot harvesting.
Right.
I mean, Chicago looked like an honest city.
Exactly. No, it's endless, and that's something that really needs to be looked at. And we'd only hope that when the Mueller special prosecution came into play, is that there would be a look-see into that area. Lowell Ponte on Bill Martinez Live. Lowell, always an honor to have you with us. Where can they go for more information?
Again, just call that toll-free number that you can get the book at, 800-630-1492. The book is free, and our latest white paper is free. On how the secret war on cash continues in America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you